Have you ever noticed how your mind can replay the same painful story again and again? A harsh comment, a past failure, a regret, a disappointment, a fear about the future. Sometimes our thoughts become like a courtroom. We put ourselves, others, and even God on trial. We rehearse what went wrong until it begins to feel like the whole truth about our life. But Scripture calls us to the renewed mind. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." A gratitude attitude is part of that renewal. It is not pretending everything is fine. It is learning to interpret life through God's truth, grace, design, and promises. The renewed mind asks, is this thought true before God? Is this memory becoming my identity? Am I rehearsing regret more than grace? Am I seeing only what was lost or also what God is still forming? The Bible encourages this practice, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern in human formation. What we repeatedly notice, name, and rehearse shapes how we see ourselves, others, and our future. That is why gratitude matters. Gratitude trains attention. It helps us notice grace we might otherwise miss. It interrupts the habit of rehearsing only resentment, regret, fear, or victim thinking. This does not mean pain disappears. It means pain does not get the final word. A renewed mind can say, "That hurt me, but it does not define me. I made mistakes, but God's mercy is still real. I have suffered, but my story is not over. I feel weak today, but grace is present today." What helps? Begin with one thought you keep rehearsing. Bring it before God. Ask, "Lord, what is true here? What grace am I missing? What next faithful step can I take? What harms?" Letting one painful chapter become the title of your whole life. Christian gratitude growth helps us receive a renewed mind before God. You are not only what happened to you. You are not only what you regret. You are not only what someone said about you. In Christ, your mind can be renewed, your story can be reframed, and your eyes can learn to see grace again.